Ms. John said the Pfizer and Moderna vaccines are still available for persons who wish to get vaccinated and boosted. The Chief Health Promotion Officer also said the government is working to procure additional vaccines for St. Vincent and the Grenadines.
We're seeing persons, but it's nowhere where we would like it to be. It's a very trickled-in process. COVID-19 vaccines are available across most of our health facilities in each district. So in each district, Vincentians can guarantee that vaccines are definitely available at that particular district. As it is now, we have the Moderna vaccine available. We have the Pfizer for children, 5 to 11, and we have the Pfizer for those persons 18 years and older, and for those who are even from 12 and older, that vaccine is also available for those persons. So COVID-19 vaccine is still available. Saw an email with regard to procurement of additional vaccines as well. So we're still in the loop of getting additional vaccines.
Chief Health Promotion Officer in the Ministry of Health, Shanika John. Regionally, the total number of confirmed COVID-19 cases in St. Kitts and Nevis since the outbreak now stands at 6,541, and the total number of deaths in Barbados since the onset of the COVID-19 pandemic is 519. Internationally, a member of House of Lords of the United Kingdom, Baroness Hallett, said those who have suffered will be at the heart of the COVID public inquiry. She said the pandemic had caused the loss to millions of people, which includes those who have seen loved ones die, been left in poor health, education disrupted, and suffered economic hardship. Meanwhile, Sir Ringo Starr has cancelled several upcoming shows on his North American tour after catching COVID-19. The former Beatle, who is 82, had been playing a string of dates in the US and Canada with his all-star band before falling ill. I am Radhika Stephen with today's COVID-19 update.